Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Cairo, Egypt. The head of the Muslim Brotherhood says the creation of the Jewish State of Israel was the worst catastrophe to ever hit this world. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Muhammad Badi, who is the Muslim Brotherhood's general guide, the head of this Islamic terror group, has stated the worst catastrophe to ever befall the peoples of this world was the creation of the modern-day state of Israel. The Muslim Brotherhood leader has called on Arab forces to confront Israel and reminded his followers of the movement's sacrifices in efforts to destroy the Jewish state. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
A call by the leader of the Muslim Brotherhood for the Arab forces to be ready to sacrifice even life itself, in order to destroy the Jewish state of Israel, is a page out of Bible prophecy for the end of times. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Muhammad Badi is the head of the Muslim Brotherhood, and he believes that the Jews have no right to have a state in the land of their forefathers, the modern-day state of Israel. This cry is echoing across the Arab world with an ever-increasing intensity in the demand to destroy Israel. It is no surprise to students of Bible prophecy that there is a call for the Jewish state to be destroyed, and this demand is actually evidence that Bible prophecy is about to be fulfilled. Contrary to Muhammad Badi's statement that the modern-day creation of Israel is the world's greatest catastrophe, the Bible says that it would happen because the Lord swore by His own name that indeed it would happen. That's Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 22. The prophecy of the Valley of Dry Bones that watched as these bones came together, and with skin covering these newly connected bones, two-thirds of Ezekiel's prophecy in Ezekiel 37 was fulfilled in our day. That's Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 to 10. Verse 11 of that same passage indicates that these dry bones are the whole house of Israel, which has resulted in the modern-day Jewish nation. Ezekiel 38 foretells of a coalition of Arab and Islamic nations that will try to destroy Israel. And chapter 39 reveals this alignment of nations will be destroyed instead, and the Jewish state will live on forever. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...